What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. This is episode 13. Mm-hmm. Super exciting.
Lucky number 13.
It is a lucky number.
Friday the 13th.
I was born on Friday the 13th.
Were you really?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. November 13th, 1998.
Oh, today's...
Check it.
Today's 12-12. Not...
Yeah.
I was going to say, is this week Friday the 13th?
It is Friday the 13th.
Oh, it is. Today's Thursday. I mean, gosh, the day that we had, I keep thinking today is Saturday.
I swear to God, it feels like a different day.
I know.
Anyway, and it also feels like we've lived 2 days in one day. You know what I mean?
This has been the best day, but the longest day of my life.
I know.
The longest.
Agree. So I'll start off our little explaining what we did today by saying I love Nashville, Tennessee. Okay. Oh, yeah. There is, you get the best of both worlds. Everybody who asks me like about Nashville, I'm like, you get the best of both worlds. You can go out and enjoy city life, but then you can go and drive a few minutes back road, mm-hmm. and you can go ride horses, which is what we did this morning.
Yep, we did horseback riding.
We did this beautiful trail ride. Last time I went here, I was on an ass. You guys may remember.
Oh, yeah. That same place.
Same place.
Different horse.
Yeah, I had a beauty. I'd had a beauty this morning.
My horse thought so as well. She would bite your ass.
She kept biting me. I was Literally. Like, do you have beef with me or with my horse?
My thing is, I wasn't stopping her, though.
No.
I was like, go on, Star.
You're like, go on.
I'm like,
start the drama.
I'm like, bite Oak's ass. Bite his ass.
And she did. You know when you can tell horses are pissed? Her ears were back the whole ride.
I know.
She was done.
I was like, is it me? But then she would like turn and she would like look at me and then I just start petting her and I was like, so it's not me. It's Oak.
She's just a little bit of a sassy girl.
She was, I know. We're like halfway through the ride and I go, oh, my horse's name is Star, by the way.
Yeah.
And I just yell out and I go, is Star sassy? And they were like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun though. We had like a big group of girls and we went out and we did our trail ride. It was just so wholesome. Like, I don't know. It was healing. I feel like a lot of the times we do go out mostly because like that's when we have time is like mm-hmm. at night. Mm-hmm. But it was nice like taking today and like spending the day outside and like, I don't know. It was freezing, but at the same time, fine.
Honestly, didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, I packed as if you would have thought I was going on a ski trip. I had hand warmers, body warmers, toe warmers. I was ready. Did I use any of them? No. Because it was nice.
I turned around and I saw you over there and you're like, I was like, what are you doing?
I got my two packs of hand warmers and everyone's just going to the bathroom. I'm like, gotta warm him up.
I was like, you're so Pennsylvania.
I know. I was so ready. And I was like, it's 50 degrees and sunny.
I mean, I felt like I left that place and I was like, I feel healed, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm starting horse therapy next week.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And then we went out to Leaper's Fork, which was super fun. We went to, it's like, honestly, it was just like a little country day.
It was very country. I literally was like, that's the most like Southern I felt in a long time.
And I love like, hot take. I love me some country music. Like that's one thing that's like very Southern of me. I grew up listening to country music, like 90s to 2010s country music is my jam. Mm-hmm. And so I forced everybody to listen to country music on the way. I was like, you're going to get into this role right now. You're mm-hmm. going to get into the country vibe and I'm going to force it on you. So we listened to a little country Christmas. We listened to a little country music, little 90s country.
I will say like, when I was working with a bunch of country artists, that's when I started to really appreciate it, I think.
I love it.
And now I've like, there is something so calming about country music. And let me tell you, I hated country music. Actually hated it before I moved here, a little bit into the first couple months of moving here. But then once I got introduced to like those good country songs, not the like...
Yeah.
Popular
Shake
ones
or make or,
yeah that's the ones that I was like, I don't really like this, I don't get it, but like there's good ones out there, let me tell you. Redneck and Woman, I love
hell
that song.
Yeah, literally. I
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But also just like going and driving, like something about just like driving, having nowhere to go, it's just like it's calming, you get to like think, you get to sing some, I don't know, it's just very peaceful and I love it.
It's feel good music.
It's feel good music.
You can't be sad listening to country. Well, I guess if it's a sad country song.
No, I
even
no.
then though
I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I enjoy it very much. Jackson judges the shit out of me, but I'll sing my little heart out, my little Southern heart out.
You're a little Southern belle.
Yeah. And I do want to give you guys a little update because last week we talked about my boobie surgery and how we've had a little bit of a mishap with the scarring and stuff like that. But we did the steroid shots when I went to my appointment, which was great. And they said, like, you're not going to see any change until a few weeks. And it's been 1 week.
Uh-huh.
And
big changes.
I can already big small tell. Changes. Big small changes. They're definitely small, but I noticed them.
Yeah.
And so I'm super excited. Like, I feel like, I don't know.
It's heading in the right direction.
It's heading in the right direction. And once these like go down, I can do the laser. And everybody was giving me such good advice on TikTok. I love
like
you guys.
Like at home tips?
Yeah, at home tips with like silicone patches, just like a few different things that I can do at home that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And then somebody also said that they did laser and it looks completely normal. And that, like somebody saying that they have had this experience and now you can't even tell. I'm like, I could sob.
It's yeah.
So, I'm so relieved.
Like, isn't it crazy that you just dealt with this for like not so long? I make it sound like years.
No,
but
it
like
was.
It was a year or two.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've just been like, yeah, this is normal. And then finally you were like, wait.
Because they say like 3 years is when it should be completely healed. Everything's good. So I was like, just kind of waiting it out.
You're like, I'll hit the 3 year mark and they're going to be gone.
I know. And then I talked to my aunt. She was like, girl, no, like they're healed.
Yeah.
They are healed.
You're good.
Yeah. This is where they're looking. But I'm super relieved because I have hope that these will look like they were not surgically done.
They'll just look natural.
They'll look natural.
You telling your boobie story reminded me of a story of mine, not any sort of dramatic surgery as like getting your boobs done, but when I was like 25, I think 24 or 25, I started actually like getting Botox around then, and this was during like COVID, so there was nothing else going on, and I was doing deep dives on TikTok, and the girl like, you know, everyone's like, gotta get Botox, gotta get filler and all this stuff. So I was like, okay, I want to get Botox, and then eventually I was like, I kind of want to get jawline filler. Now, did I need jawline filler? No.
No.
Not at all. But I wanted it. And there was
what did you want it to look like?
I just wanted a sharp jawline.
Got
which
it.
I kind of have.
You do.
And I don't know what kind of body dysmorphia, face dysmorphia I was going through at that moment where I was like, I need jawline filler. Mm-hmm. So I went into my injector and I was like, I'm curious about jawline filler. Like, what do you think? Like, how much would it be? Blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole conversation. And she was like, yeah, we can definitely do it. Like, so I was going to do one syringe on one side and one syringe on the other. And so I go in.
Wait, is that a lot?
No. Okay. So like one syringe is like, like they're never going to be like, do half a syringe on one side.
Got it.
Generally, you're going to get one full syringe on each side. So I went in and I was all excited and I've never had filler before. And I sit down. I'm kind of expecting it to be a little bit like Botox, where it just kind of goes in your forehead and out. I don't think I really realized what filler feels like. And it might be different for your lips and different parts of your face, but like they stick that needle in and filler is like a, like almost like a jelly consistency. Mm-hmm. A little, it's like thick filler, right? Mm-hmm. And she sticks the needle in and they have to position it into your jaw. And so she's doing it. And I have discovered that I'm very sensitive to pain, like specific pain points. And that is one of them. So I'm getting jawline filler and we're on my first side. And she's putting the needle in, up, down, getting it all in there, you know. And I just grab her hand and I say, I think I may faint. And next, I don't remember anything after that.
You fainted?
And I fainted. And with the needle in my face that I think happened, maybe she took it out before I fainted, but I have no idea. But when I faint, I also convulse. So it looks like I'm seizing.
Wait.
When I faint. And so this poor injector, I mean, like I was going to her for a couple of times, so it wasn't like this first time or whatever, but like I'm like on the table and I like come to and she's like, are you okay? And everything. She's super sweet. And everyone in the office was super sweet. And they're like, it happens so often. And I'm like, does it though?
Wait.
And I'm like, I mean, I guess maybe because it's needles, but like, I was like, this is so embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. I mean, that's just like crazy that that happened because the pain was so bad.
It was like, it's not, I don't want to say filler is like super painful because it's not super painful.
Okay.
It's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you know how sometimes
your body was just like, no.
Yeah. It tapped out. It said, we don't like this anymore. And granted, maybe I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe I didn't eat enough that day. Maybe I didn't drink enough water, like all that stuff. And now every time I get Botox, I'm like so scarred from that moment where I'm like, Did I have enough water? Yes. Did I have a snack before this? Yes. Because like you're going through like kind of a painful experience. And if you're sensitive to it, you will faint. Like,
but have you had Botox before? Okay.
Jawline filler. Yes.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, Botox doesn't really hurt really at all, honestly. Okay. Like there's certain points that hurt, like around my eyes, but I can't even say it really hurts. Like on mm-hmm. a scale of 1 to 10, it's like maybe a 1 or 2.
Right.
But like the jawline filler was like just super uncomfortable, and just like the movement and like of a needle in mm-hmm. your face. And I discovered though, I have like a very sensitive vasovagal nerve, which is just basically like I'm sensitive to pain. And yeah, I fainted.
So did you finish the filler?
Oh yes. I came to, and I literally, she said, do you want me to do the other side still? And I said, well, yeah. Yeah. I can't be uneven. So yeah, she finished the other side and everything was fine. Like just then after I fainted and everything, they like, you know, gave me crackers and let me settle down for a minute. And then she was like, okay, do you want to keep doing it? And I was just like, in my mind, I was like, what am I going to walk out of here with?
One syringe.
One chiseled side.
You're like, this is my good side.
Yeah, no one look at this side. And so I was like, well, yeah, yeah. I mean, I ain't raised no bitch.
Right.
Do the other side. But yeah, no, then while she was doing the other side, I was like.
So you didn't faint the other side?
No. Oh, I was just taking deep breaths like every time she would go in. She was honestly like great. She'd be like, okay, breathe in and then breathe out.
Oh my gosh. So, I bet that was traumatic for her too.
I know. She literally said it does happen often, which like half of me does believe because like people are just getting injected with needles and like needles, people faint a lot. But like at the same time, I'm like, are you just telling me that to make me feel better?
Oh, maybe. Maybe they are.
But yeah, if you're going to get jawline filler, just remember to eat your food and drink your water and take deep breaths.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, I am not embarrassed at all. Like anytime I get Botox now, I'm so like, I don't want to faint on this chair. So I'm like, okay, they go. She like does my Botox and I'm just like,
yeah,
the whole time.
Oh, I'm big on deep breaths.
Yeah.
Big on deep breaths. I'm like always me. And I also teach that to Rome. I'm like, if you're upset, like, let's take deep breaths.
Deep breaths.
Very healing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That also brings me to another little story.
I love a story.
I guess it's like another cosmetic traumatizing story.
I love that we're getting less and less like intense cosmetic things. It's like boob surgery. And then I'm like, jawline filler.
And now.
Now.
Yeah. Hair. Now we're talking about a hair mishap, if you will.
If you will.
So we were talking the other night, and this is what really brought it to my head. We were at our friend's house. We were making gingerbread houses. And one of our friends was like, nothing makes me, like, she was talking about her boyfriend on games or her brother on like playing video games. And uh-huh. She was like, nothing could ever make me that mad to be like, you know, punching the table or like getting so angry. And then I was like, if my hair's fucked up, I'll get angry. Like, I'll get that angry.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Bad, wrong color, bad haircut. Like, I will be upset because you got to live with it for a minute.
I feel like this is so, like, relatable. Like, every woman can relate to this. If mm-hmm. you get a bad haircut or a bad hair color, you cannot function. You're so upset. Like,
insecure, too.
You go and just cry forever.
You know what's dramatic is, like, I don't get my hair like colored too often, nor do I really get a different cut any other time. But how I feel about my nails, getting like a bad nail, I'm like, no. Like I will literally tear.
I know. Well, because we put so much money into it. Yeah. Like genuinely, it's what we love. It's what makes us happy. So we really do like pay a lot of money. We put a lot of effort into like what color we're getting, what shape we're getting.
A lot of thought into it.
Definitely. So we put a lot of time and money in our hair and our, I guess, features. Things just make us happy. We're not doing it for anybody else. But there was this one time. So I used to get my hair cut and colored. This was before I popped off on TikTok for my hair by one of my coworkers, because I used to work at a hair salon. And one of my coworkers did my hair and my color. And she's literally phenomenal. She's incredible. It's hilarious because I would go in and she'd be like, what are we doing now? Like, I always changed up the vibe.
You're that girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so bored with my hair sometimes that I'm like, just cut it off.
Pink.
Right. Brown. So I went brown one time and horrible decision, Shay. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? You don't want to go brown. You don't want to go brown. You don't want to go brown. This is me telling myself.
You don't want to go brown.
So I go brown. And I lived with it for a month and I just didn't love it.
You regretted it.
I very much regretted it. And like, it was kind of like a back and forth. Like, I can make this look cute, but if I don't have makeup on, I feel horrible, whatever. So I text the girl and I'm like, let's go in and like change it back to blonde. Mm-hmm. But before, we only did like a toner, so I didn't think we'd have to highlight it again, but she did highlight it again. And so, and when I left, you know, when you just have like, you just don't like your hair. And like, this is nothing to the hairstylist. She's phenomenal, literally.
You amazing. Didn't like the color.
Correct. I just didn't like the color. And it also felt like, you know, with it being highlighted on top of already highlighted hair, it just felt so, I felt like my life was ruined. You all know the feeling. Mm-hmm. I was so upset, so upset. And when I got upset, I acted out of anger, if you will. I do not condone my behavior. I do not.
Mm-hmm. Deep breaths.
Deep breaths, Shay. Deep breaths. I didn't do deep breaths.
She didn't. She reacted.
I reacted. I feel so bad. I literally, this is me being like, I'm a horrible person, but this was years ago. So I went home and I was like, I cried all day, of course. Yeah, like, it's just
as
what
anyone
do.
Would do. And in so, this situation.
I know. And so I wanted to like rant on TikTok to like your friends only, right? Mm-hmm. And so she was my friend on TikTok. And I was like, fuck, I can't like post this and like get my friend's opinions with her being my friend. So I unfollowed her on TikTok. Oh, it was so bad. And I wasn't thinking about it. Like, I guess I didn't think, like, that's a dick move, Shay.
I mean, would you even think that she would notice?
I guess I didn't.
But I wouldn't think that she would notice either. I'd be like, oh.
I feel like TikTok's different than Instagram. Like, Instagram, like, you know? TikTok, you kind of just you? Maybe don't. I usually do. Like, if somebody I know and follows me, I'm like, weird.
Well, yeah, something has to happen, though, for me to, like, seek out to see if they unfollowed me.
Right.
And then I'm like,
but I think that's what happened.
Oh, she had like an inkling.
Cause I did text her and I was like, I just don't like my hair. Oh, and I was like, I'm going to like, I know.
the secondhand embarrassment I'm getting right
it
now.
It hurts me.
You dropped a little pebble for her and she was like, she doesn't like it. Did she unfollow me?
Horrible. Like, what a bitch move, Shay Shay. Get it together. So I did do that. And
we've all been there.
I do regret it. Okay. I was not nice in that moment. That wasn't a nice thing to do. But also, I worked in the hair salon and I worked with all of these stylists and they're all just so sweet, just like so great to work with. Like, but it's also a tight-knit community. So like, if something happens, people know about it.
Yeah.
So she started doing my hair before I did TikTok, and then I got really big on TikTok, and then this is when this all went down. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty, it was known throughout the community of hair. You guys, this is a kind of story where I like think about it once every time, and I'm like, oh.
It's like 10:30 at night, and you're laying in bed, and then suddenly you remember, and you're like,
oh. Right. But I found out that it was like being talked about, and like obviously I did a dick move, so I look like a bitch, whatever. So I don't know. It was just crazy. But I was like, I really did act out of just being like super sad about my hair. And like, it got fixed. Like, everything's fine. My hair's thriving now, whatever. But I still think about that time all the time. Cause I'm like, that was the one time I'm like, I was a bitch. That was mean.
Well, it's tough. Like, I mean, look, like, I feel like any girl can relate. Like, when it comes to your face and this section of your body, the upper section, your head.
Right.
If anything gets messed up, it's tough. That's like what you look at in the mirror. Like you get so insecure if you don't like something and like you don't want to feel like that. So you get angry.
I got
angry.
And
then you react. And sometimes we don't think. And that's okay. As long as we're self-aware.
But I was more upset too because I had like I was working, like my hair was my job at this time.
Exactly.
On TikTok. So it made it like 10 times harder. Mm-hmm. And I had a video due, I remember, and I was like so distraught. So I feel like in other news, Selena Gomez is engaged.
Oh my God, Shay, this is so us coded because did you see the photos?
What?
It's literally, okay, well, I'm a little confused about their engagement, first of all.
Right.
Like, he obviously proposed and whatever, but the photo she posted was her, like, on set.
Oh, that was weird. Wait.
And she's got a, she's almost looked like a Taco Bell advertisement, which I'm like,
she had Taco Bell? If you propose to me and we have Taco Bell?
But Benny wasn't even in the picture, where I'm like, okay, wait, is this like a Selena Gomez, like Taco Bell sponsored ad situation? And then Benny was just like, perfect time for proposal.
Perfect timing. I was curious what that was, because her in the blanket, I didn't see the Taco Bell.
It's like
Bell.
The picnic
but
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people have different opinions about Benny, though. One of our friends is like, ride or die Benny. She's like, I don't care what anybody says about his looks, about his character, whatever. Not his character. She's speaking for his character.
Yes.
She was saying, like, I don't care what anybody says about his looks, pretty much. Like, yeah. He is probably the funniest. He's probably the most outgoing. Mm-hmm. Like, treats her like a queen. Like, she is ride or die for this man. It's kind of funny, because every time somebody's like, well, that unibrow, she's like, he's probably so sweet.
So funny. He's such a nice guy.
Honestly, I believe it, though. Because,
I do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and he can cook.
Yeah. And, oh, huge.
Yeah.
And Selena is just, like, such a character. She's been through so much. She's got, like, I don't know. I feel like she is really a sweet, sweet person. And so yeah. She would be looking for that in somebody else. But it's weird, because people still talk about Justin Bieber and Selena.
I know.
And I'm like, hasn't it been like 10 years?
It's like as if someone were to look at you and talk about your high school boyfriend and be like, I wish you two were together. And I'd be like,
what?
We are like totally different people.
Yeah. But somebody said, I don't know if it was in a comment section or what, but somebody was like, oh, Selena must have seen like Haley and Justin are having a baby.
Oh, so I she saw that to too.
And I was like,
get out of here.
Like, do you ever let them just live? Or is this going to be their storyline for the rest of their life?
Again. Back to, if I looked at you and said, your high school boyfriend's having a baby with his now wife,
and
I'd be like, cool, I'm happy for him.
So you must be getting engaged because of that. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
It's just like, the storyline that everyone just keeps putting on, it's like, no one cares.
I mean, I get that everybody loves drama. Yes. I get that. But give it a rest, maybe?
Yeah, also, like, clearly, like, she has spoken about how annoying it is.
Yeah.
And she's like, please stop.
Please?
Please?
I mean, I get it, though. I get why people do it. Like, I feel like truly, like, thinking of them, I genuinely do just think of, like, Justin Bieber and Selena
Gomez.
You know? And so I get it. They just, like, don't know how to, like,
separate the two.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But I'm really happy. Her ring's gorgeous. I have a thriving marriage.
I feel like she's super happy in that relationship. I say like she's my friend. I'm like, yeah, she's super happy. But no, like really though, it seems like they have a lot in common. And
I know.
That, like he seems like a good guy. So I just feel like everyone should just accept it.
I think they've also been friends for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I think, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Have you, speaking of Selena Gomez, have you seen Only Murders in the Building?
I only watched the first two seasons.
Okay.
Is there three?
Yeah,
I've only watched
so
first two.
Good.
I know. I do really. You know what I actually watched recently?
What?
The new Wizards of Waverly Place.
Do you like it?
I mean, like,
it's definitely cheesy Disney.
It's cheesy, but like, yeah. There's just something comforting about seeing it again mm-hmm. on TV. But like, I also am on the bandwagon where I'm like, can we just sometimes keep things in the past?
Yeah.
But I just like seeing her because like, I feel like she took a stint in time because obviously she was her health and everything mm-hmm. where she like wasn't on anything and she wasn't doing anything. So it's like, I don't know. I just like seeing her in things again.
I do too.
And
she was my favorite for so long.
Growing up, her and Miley Cyrus, I literally loved them
so much. Them. So I agree with you for mm-hmm. sure. Only Murders in the Building is so good though. I just like, I like how it's almost, what's the word? Like nostalgic? Like mm-hmm. the storyline is like so like crime and like this and it's like mystery. I just like
it's
how it's
very
almost
murder mystery.
It's so, but it's so like, I don't know. It's not like trying to be modern.
No. It's very like classic.
It's very classic.
It's very, what is that game? Clue?
Yeah.
It's very much that.
Yeah.
And that I love it. And then I also just love the dynamic of the all younger and the older. Like the younger girl with the older guys.
Yep.
It is very like comforting. It's like your dad. I just always watch it and I think like, this is what it feels like talking to my dad, or this is what it feels like talking to anyone in my family that's older.
I know. No, it is. I love that dynamic too. I mean, it's random, but I love it. It works so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some more drama to get into, to talk about, to debrief.
A little bit of drama.
So Brie and Grace.
Yes.
Their friendship, I guess, has ended, and along with their podcast. So what's going on now? So you saw the story, right?
I saw Grace O'Malley post on her Instagram story, the like long thing, basically saying that she was blindsided, I guess, because Brianna Chicken Fry said on BFF's podcast that she was trying to find the new direction of Plan Brie. Mm-hmm. And then Grace O'Malley was like, that's news to me kind of thing on her IG story. Mm-hmm. And then I know that Brianna Chicken Fry talked about it on the BFF's podcast, but I don't know what she said because I didn't watch it.
Okay, so I watched a few clips on TikTok, and like the general consensus is like, obviously everybody hates Brie.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I feel like, been an ongoing thing. Like even without knowing really what Brianna Chicken Fry has said, everyone's loved Grace. Mm-hmm. Like that's always been a thing. People have always been like, Grace, start your own podcast. Like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, everyone's rooting for Grace.
Yes. So they broke up. Their podcast broke up. Anyway, I guess Brie, they broke up.
It's like a boy band. Right?
So their podcast broke up.
Yep.
And apparently Brie announced it before telling Grace that she was announcing it.
Kind of got that vibe.
Yeah, which is exactly what happened with Brie's breakup.
That's you would think she wouldn't do that.
Right. You'd think she'd be like, hey, let's do this together. So she went ahead and did it without Grace knowing. Grace was obviously heard about that and said something about it. But there is a pattern I'm seeing with Brie right now of creating habits that her toxic ex-boyfriend, Zach Bryan, did.
Oh, like instilled in her?
Right. So this specifically, the posting, not letting her know, and that a whole thing happening is very much what Zach did to her. Well, the whole thing going on right now, Brie was on Hot Mess podcast with Alex Earle.
Oh.
And she was talking about how Zach Bryan, her toxic ex, was holding things over her head. So saying like, well, I did this for you, so you need to do this. Or I did this for you. What about that time I did that for you?
A tit for tat thing.
Right.
When you're in a loving relationship, you should just do things because you love someone.
And I feel like all of us have kind of experienced that where it's like somebody holds things over your head when they're like really super nice. Well, you have to do this for me. And what about, why are you mad at me? I did this super nice thing for you. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's super lame. I hate that. But so she was debriefing that to Alex Earle, telling her about that experience with Zach Bryan. And in the BFF's podcast, when she was talking about the Grace situation, she was saying how she posted this thing on her story. Grace posted that on her story, knowing everybody was going to come after Brie, which they always do. That's true. It's kind of true. They always do gang up on Brie, and sometimes it's warranted.
Kind of like what I said, like everyone is always rooting for Grace and
yes,
kind of rooting for Brie's downfall.
So when she was talking about the situation, she kept going into like, well, I kept bringing Grace to the office to hopefully get her a job, and I, quote unquote, gave her everything. Why is she doing this to me? Do you see the pattern? Do you see it?
I do see the pattern, but even without the pattern, I would never.
I would never, ever say that ever. Like thinking about like, if I did something for you, I would never fucking mention that when you've like wronged me. That's not how that works.
It's not the point.
No.
It's not the point at all. It feels like you're trying to one up.
Right.
Which is probably the
pattern
that you're talking about.
Exactly. So she was going through a list of everything that she's done for Grace and all of this stuff, pretty much doing exactly what she just said on Alex Earle's podcast that Zach did to her. So I'm like, is she a bad person or is she just like these things are instilled in her?
I really, really, really don't like that. I mean, as does anyone, but like I think about like just even in friendships, just relationships in general, whether it's romantic or not, you just like don't do that to people. You don't hold things over people's heads because to me that's just not a real friendship.
And you're not doing it genuinely.
And that's the thing. It's like if I do something for you, it's because I love and I care about you and I don't expect anything in return.
And I will never bring it up again. That's how it should be. I want to do this for you because I love you and I'll never bring it up again. If you wrong me, we'll talk about that.
That.
But it doesn't matter what you did before.
And that's the exact same thing. In a relationship, romantic or not, when you're going through something like this, you don't bring up things from the past.
Yeah.
Because that's just like, that's not the point of the conversation.
So here's one thing where I almost did kind of relate to Brie. Not relate, but I did understand Brie.
You could see her side, maybe.
Yes, I could see her side a little bit. So she was talking about this whole year, how it was a really hard year for her. And like, you can say, again, you can say that it's been a really hard year, but don't discount somebody else. Like, don't make somebody else like feel like they should have done more because you had a really hard year. Like, you don't also know what that person's going through either and how it affects them. But she was talking about how she had a really hard year with Zach Bryan and all this stuff. And she was just like in a really bad place. And everybody kept dogging on her on the internet. That's like a thing. Everybody kept like going in on Brie and just like hating because of things she said, wrong things she's done, whatever. But she was talking about how Grace never stood up for her. So like she never went out and said any, and she's right. I didn't see anything.
I was going to say there has been a couple times where Brianna Chicken Rice said some things that people definitely weren't happy about. And I've always been like, it's crazy. Like, not that you'd expect your friend to stand up for you because it's kind of like entering yourself into the fire. And it's like, do you want that for them as well? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, if someone was like talking, like if you said something to me right here, right now, and someone were to comment and be like, you know, like, oh my God, Shay, I can't believe, you know, her morals are so bad, blah, 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 stuff. I would probably be like, no, like she didn't mean it that way. I didn't take offense to it. You know, she's sorry about it. Like, you know, it's like you kind of just like make a point where, and she never, Grace never did that. So I do.
There are some times where it's like you can't really make up for what Brie just said. You can't do that. But in other times, like you can make her out to be like, you can like
show her true colors a little bit. That
or
she
just say any, like I would definitely do that for you. Like if you said something that was misinterpreted.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Yes, yeah.
That was misinterpreted. I would be like, you guys, she didn't mean it like that. Exactly. Like Shannon's a great person. I love her to death. She's amazing. You know what I mean? Like I would just do that for you. And really, I didn't see that from Grace either. I feel like it's a good conversation to go into like friendship breakups. They're hard. They're messier than real relationships sometimes.
They're bad.
It's so hard because it's like you put so much time and effort into a person and you love that person. And like sometimes it can go easy where you both just feel, you distance yourself.
Yeah.
And you kind of know like this friendship isn't for me and that's okay. But sometimes they end really bad.
They end really bad. I'd say more times than not,
I know.
Like this situation, it always is with a guy.
Yeah.
And like I always say this to you all the time is like friends are so special because like your friends do not have to hang out with you. These people like choose to hang out with you all the time and see you every day, which I think is so, there's something so special about it because like there's no romantic side to your friendship. So they're not necessarily getting anything from you.
It's literally like I need you and you need me.
Yeah. It's like this weird connection that you have with someone. And it's so special. And it's like tomorrow Shay could be like, yeah, I don't really like Shay. I'm not hanging out with her anymore.
Yeah.
And not even talk to me. Versus like if you're dating someone, there's days they probably don't like you. And they're like, God, I got to put up with her and like all this stuff. But like they're putting in work for a relationship. And that's the truth of the matter. But it's like friends genuinely choose you because they like you as a person. It's not because of X, Y, and Z and like, you know, you got to put work into a relationship and all this stuff. And so there's just something so different about a friendship that's so special.
And it makes it hurt worse when it ends.
When it ends, it's like, great. You see them get new friends. You see them, they unfollow you on social media. They block you or, and if it ends bad, it's just like, maybe they're talking about you behind your back and it's just like,
and you told them so much stuff about your life,
old drama,
so much like it, you just like, I feel like a friendship is just so different, like you were just talking about, and it's like they are so special. And so like, I don't know, I feel like I've been on the back end of like, you can tell somebody's distancing themselves and it's like I'm just like would sit there and be like, well, what's wrong with me, like what did I do, you know?
It's the same thing as a guy ghosting you,
right?
Where you question literally everything you've ever done,
everything. And I hate that feeling. It is so hard.
I need the closure.
Right. I need the closure and I need like a conversation. You know what I mean? Like, what is it? And like, let's talk about it. And maybe we can fix this or maybe we distance ourselves. And that's okay too. I'm not saying that's wrong.
Exactly.
So friendship breakups are definitely hard, especially because it's not like a real breakup. You can't be like, I'm breaking up with you. Like you kind of either just distance yourself, or I don't know. I've never really heard of someone being like, yeah, I had a conversation with my friend that we can't be friends anymore.
I think it usually goes like, if like there's something going on and you guys are like mad at each other or whatever, it's like you guys meet up to talk and then you talk and then, you know, you're like, all right, great. Yeah. And then after that, you don't talk anymore. Yeah. And that's how you break up, which I think is closure in that's a sense closure. Where it's like, we're fine, we're mutuals, but
I don't think I've had many closure
conversations.
Yeah. It's usually just like, I don't know, we just kind of stop talking.
I don't really think I had a lot of, I mean, not like anything where it's like a friendship breakup where there's like something big blowout, but like, yeah, friends and I have distanced for no reason.
I know, I've never really had a big blow up friendship either, which so. I guess that's good. I mean, it means that, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's like, I feel like as you get older, there's not a lot of that going on, yeah, because you just kind of get older.
Yeah,
and right. And you just like realize like there's so many things you're juggling in life.
I know, God.
And it's just like, you know, if you're not fitting in it, then that's okay.
I think
and
so that's too. Fine. I think so too.
But
yeah, but I mean, I'm so grateful for the friendships that we have.
And I love you.
And I love you.
We're not breaking up.
We'll never break up.
We're not breaking up.
Never break up. We've decided that me and Shannon are soulmates and everybody else is just playthings.
I mean, yeah, that is actually a fact. Like when I was talking earlier about like, you know, relationships and how special they are, I was talking about me and Shay's friendship and relationship and how we love each other and we're magnetic.
Yep.
But
cosmetic, magnetic, connected by soul and heart.
twin flames. Oh, do you like our Christmas tree? It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. Look at our cutesy. Look,
she's so cute.
Literally the cutest Christmas tree ever. We've got fruits in our Christmas tree.
Yeah, there's all a the watermelon things.
Yeah. Disco ball.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
For those that can't see, it's really cute. But yeah. Me saying that is, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, God. Favorite Christmas movie. Okay, there's two. Four Christmases and then Elf. What do you watch every single year?
That's crazy. Four Christmases and Elf.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
We're kinetic.
So we're kinetic.
I was thinking kinetic sand. Wait, is that what it's called?
This is the magnetic sand when you're a kid?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called kinetic sand. That's hilarious. We're cosmetic. No, I think you're right.
Cosmetic. I thought you were going for connected.
Is cosmetic it?
Yeah.
Cosmetic. Isn't that like cosmetics?
Oh, my brain went cosmic brownies.
Cosmic. I don't know, man. Connected? We're connected. Jeez. Louise.
Wait, I kind of like, what was there? What, kinetic?
Kinetic. That could because it's like connected but magnetic.
Yeah. Well, isn't that like kinetic. What the sand is? It's like magnetic. Sand.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Do a little Google search.
We're gonna do a little Google search. Okay, so there. I feel like since I've had a kid, my Christmas movies has changed, of course, because Rome doesn't want to watch Four Christmases. He can't.
He doesn't really understand the humor.
No,
probably.
He doesn't get it. But the Grinch, the like cartoon Grinch.
I was just about to say. I was like, my third movie would be the cartoon Grinch and the real one.
The real one for me, because I don't think Rome is old enough. Like, it can be kind of scary.
Yeah, that movie is, like, quite creepy.
It is, actually. Like, when you're old enough, you can love it. But I feel like it's not. But the freaking cartoon is so cute. Like, when they remake movies, it's like, it's either going to hit or it's either going to miss. And this hits.
The cartoon one is great. I actually must watch it the other day. And then I was like, wait, no, I shouldn't do it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, okay, I have. Okay, good. I haven't watched it enough. You know, like, you know, it's like, I've watched Elf so many times where it's like I put it on and I'm just like, quote.
Bye, buddy.
Hope you find your dad. Yeah, or dude. We even quoted it today. I was like 10 a.m. and I go, Santa's coming.
I will quote that every single time. If somebody gives me a time, I'm going to say, Santa's coming. It's just, it has to happen.
Yeah, it happens every December.
Right.
But then it's like the real Grinch. Love that movie too. I just haven't watched the cartoon one enough where I'm like, can quote. But that Tyler Creator song, I love.
I love that Tyler Creator song. It cracks me up because after it's over, I don't expect it to come. And it's like, you know, like the whole thing. I love it so much. But I feel like, what are some other Christmas movies? Oh my God. Oh, we've been watching Polar Express a lot.
Oh, classic.
Rome loves that too. And I haven't watched that in years, like years. That's one movie he will sit and watch the entire movie through. And that's weird. isn't it? He's like, I want the train movie. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, this is feels
actually,
like
the cult-ish. More the more we're talking about it, the more that movie is actually really creepy.
It's very creepy. He loves it. But I mean, I really do appreciate hot chocolate. That will forever be a part of my life. It'll probably I'm gonna do the dance for him. I'm gonna make him hot chocolate and tap dance.
Well, that is the one thing. If I'm watching Polar Express, like I will have hot chocolate.
100%.
There's no way I'm watching Polar Express without having hot chocolate.
Yeah.
So, Mom, buy hot chocolate, please.
Yeah, we need hot chocolate powder.
Yeah. Well, those marshmallows. Not even the real ones. Get the fake chalk ones.
Girl, I want kinda the like OG
Swiss Miss hot chocolate, fake marshmallows.
I want a crunch. I wanted them a little stale to really get that nostalgia in there.
It's a little stale.
Like they're from last year.
Some watered down hot chocolate.
Yes.
And so good. Let me put that dust on it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love Christmas so much. This year I'm asking for like experiences. I feel like I'm getting out of like, oh my God, I'm getting old. This is like the premise of my life right now.
Gifts.
I'm getting old. I don't want gifts anymore.
Like tangible things.
I want to go and experience things. I want to go and like travel. And so that's what I'm asking for this year, and hopefully it comes true. Jackson, are you listening?
Well, she also wants a horse.
Oh God. I want a pony. Daddy, I want a pony. Desperately, I want a horse so bad. This is like my newest venture. So if you guys see me riding around on a horse, just know I'm living my best dream.
So as of today, I also want a horse, and by want a horse I mean I want Shay to get a horse so I can also ride the horse.
Do you know how many people I've been like, I'm gonna buy a horse? They're like, oh great, so now I have a horse.
So I have a horse too. We're currently looking where to, you know, board it and everything, that whole stuff.
We're going through the process together. Yeah. This is going to be our horse. Also, my sister FaceTimed me today and she was like, she got her daughters and she was like, girls, do you want Shay to buy a horse? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I have no choice.
That is the most like little girl, like, so like when you hear, what does a little girl want for Christmas?
A pony. And I am still a little girl and I want a horse.
I mean, after riding them today, I literally was like,
get it?
I am a horse girl now. I will be starting horse therapy.
Seriously, it's like something about it just like grounds you so much. I wouldn't travel a day in my life if I could have a horse. I would stick my arse right here in Nashville if I had a horse, and I'd be happy.
Once we got that trot on, I said, oh, I'm here for this.
I know.
Get me a pole. I'm going to jump. Me and Star, we're going to jump over it.
Shannon got in the car and she was like, I just want to jump.
I just want to jump.
And I was like, I feel you. I get it.
Like, bring me to that little like thing that we passed on the way there where it just got a bunch of the poles.
Put me in there.
The way I want to like stand on one and just...
It's like, I just want to do all the things. I've even been bucked off horses. I've been flipped upside down because the saddle's too loose. I've had traumatic experiences and I still am desperate.
Dude, it's just something inside of me was awakened.
Yeah.
Today, and it's my country self.
Country girl. Mm-hmm. I will happily live that life with you. I will say one thing about Christmas that I'm hating. I'm hating is Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, Mom. She's a mom.
Okay, moms, we hate Elf on the Shelf. Am I wrong? Like, can we all agree that Elf on the Shelf is dramatic? I remember first hearing about Elf on the Shelf and being like, what do you mean? What is this? What is this nonsense?
It's not just Santa anymore.
Now I'm having to
a whole month
wrap gifts, send out Christmas cards, do Elf on the Shelf every single night. And if I don't, my kid's going to cry. And then I've got to do everything else that comes with Christmas. And on top of that, I have a nightly routine of doing Elf on the Shelf and then having to come up with creative ideas. No, is my answer that
Wait, so you do Elf on the Shelf every single night?
Girl, it's every night. And if he wakes up and that thing's in the same place, I'm done. Christmas is over. Yeah, it's traumatic. I'm not doing it again. I've decided I'm going to make Christmas special by doing hot chocolate and
Polar Express
and gingerbread houses. The normal I'm done with Elf on the Shelf.
Where he has to do the work.
Yeah. Like somebody else put in the work for once.
Like, why are you doing all the work?
Yeah. So I that's one thing I'm not loving this season. And this is my first time doing it. Won't do it again.
Yeah. But now he's going to look forward to it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't remember.
Let's hope he doesn't.
But he is super excited about Santa and all of that. Like, Christmas is super magical. And you know what? You know who makes it magical? Moms.
Yeah. You know what I get the vibe is that Rome likes Halloween more than Christmas.
He does like Halloween.
The little man just wants to We're walking around. I'm like, are you excited for Christmas? He's like, we're going to dress up for Christmas. I'm like,
oh,
yeah, sure. We can dress up, but like, I'm getting Halloween vibes here.
He's like kind of understanding Christmas. He doesn't really get it because he's like, Santa's like every day. He's like, what do you mean Christmas? Santa's here? And I'm like, not yet. Like, that's me every day.
One day.
It's coming. It's coming.
13 mornings.
But I do love Christmas. It's exciting. It's fun. And I love being a mom on Christmas. That made Christmas 10 times better.
I will say, like, I feel like because as you get older, it kind of like fizzles out a little bit.
The magic, until you have to do the magic, then again, it's exciting. Yeah. Like being behind the scenes, I really love, except for when it comes to Elf on the Shelf. Just know I've got beef with Elf.
You're done with Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
But I am super excited for this season. And I feel like, you know, it's only going to go up from here. Every holiday gets better as the years go by with like his age.
As he gets older. Because then he realizes like what.
Yeah, he knows what the holiday is.
Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, last year I got 20 bajillion presents. I can't wait.
I know. Okay, so you have another rapid fire?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
Okay, this is things I find embarrassing for no reason at all.
Okay.
When someone knocks on the door and you're in the bathroom and you have to respond and be like, oh, someone's in here.
No, I hate that feeling.
Still going.
Okay, when you talk in a, like you're saying, trying to say something in a group, but you don't say it loud enough so nobody hears you.
Oh, I hate it. And then you try and repeat like three different times and you're like, you know what? Just fuck me.
Just give up. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, that's awful. Yep. Yeah, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
When you grab like 10 things in a store to try on and then you don't like any of them, so you have to bring all of them back out and they're like, oh, did you like anything? And you're like, no.
Yep.
Here you go. Put them all back.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. I'll say when I stutter over my words.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like,
and you're like, actually, I just don't
want to talk anymore.
Yeah, I'm done. When you make a reservation somewhere and then you show up and the restaurant's empty, because you just actually didn't have to make a reservation.
Yeah.
And they're like, this dumbass.
Or when you like call and you're like, hey, can I make a reservation? They're like, we don't do that.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, good. Have a nice night.
Okay. When you walk into a friend's house and they have a dog and the dog goes straight for your crotch.
That is actually the worst feeling in the world. And then you have to play it off as if like they're not sniffing your crotch.
Please don't do this to me.
You're like, oh my God, hi. This is such a beautiful house. I love it here. Oh my God, is that? You're like, look at those ceilings.
What a cute dog.
Oh my God, he's so friendly. And you're like pushing him away.
I can't do it.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. I get so red when that happens.
I get like my face gets literally so red.
And then suddenly you're just holding your crotch.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like crossing your legs. You're like,
yeah. You're like, I feel violated.
Yeah.
When someone holds the door open and they're just too far away and you have to do that jog and then you get up there and you're like, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that whole thing. When you're like running on a busy street and you just need a break and you have to walk.
Dude, that is so relatable. Like,
it's like they all think I'm a bitch. Yeah. They think I don't have any endurance.
I'll be like, when you run outside and you get on a street that cars, there's a busy street. The way I'm booking it,
right.
And then I see a hill and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so hard. Every car is watching me run.
They're watching me. Like I have to impress them.
I am training for a marathon clearly today. And I'm just sprinting and then suddenly that car passes and I'm like, oh, I can't walk.
Yeah.
Gotta impress everyone.
I know.
Okay, this one's kind of long.
Okay.
But when you walk into a store and you've never been in it before, never heard of it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like looking around, you finally look at the price tag and it is astronomically expensive. So you have to continue looking around for just a little bit longer to act like you could afford anything in there. And then you're like, okay, bye. And pretend you actually didn't like anything, but really you're just like, I can't afford it.
That is way too close to home. Too close to home.
I only say that because it actually just happened to me and my mom.
It's literally so embarrassing. I think even looking at the price tag of something, you have to not make a face. You, like, you can't be like, oh, you got to be like, you like, yes, look at reasonable.
You like look at the shirt and you're like, yeah, just $5,000. Yeah, that's
reasonable. Yeah. Lunch is in 20 minutes.
Dude, actually, you know what it was? Let me tell you the story really quick.
Okay.
Me and my mom went to the mall. My cousin's getting married in January. So I was like, oh, like, what do I wear to the rehearsal dinner? Whatever. We're passing a store. Never heard of it before. Looked in the window. I said, so cute. Me and my mom, like, let's just go in and look at it. Mm-hmm. Mind you, also, it was white. What me and my mom were thinking, I don't know, but we thought it was really cute. We walk in. It's a really nice store. I was like, oh my God, we look at the price tag, $3,000. The way me and my mom collectively were huddled over this price tag, and we go, oh, no one else in the store, by the way. And the lady comes, hi, how are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're so good. And I look at my mom and go, Mom, it's white. I can't wear that. We leave.
Oh God. And it's like, usually there are super judgy workers in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they are side-eyeing me and I know it. Or maybe they aren't and it's just all in my head.
They're like, that girl's jeans are probably from Target.
And I'm like,
she can't afford a $3,000 dress.
Oh, insane. That's so real though.
Yeah.
Okay, do another. Wait, I guess. Okay, this is niche because I feel like I'm insecure about my feet. But every time somebody has to ask for my shoe size in a store so I could try them on, I'm always like,
size?
Yeah, I'm always like, here's my size. But it reminds
me. She's embarrassed to even say it right now. I was ready for you to say it, and then you went, here's my size.
It's not like insane, but I just don't, like, I'm insecure 13s. About it. No, I'm like a 9.5, and that's like not a big deal, but I always am like, my big ass feet coming into this store.
You got 9.5s?
Have you seen, do you know that White Chicks, me and my sister reference this all the time, because they're like in that scene where she's like, what size are you, honey? And she's like, 14. Yeah, and they're like, 14. What's that? And she's like, 14.
Or they're in the dressing room and she's like, I don't think it's gonna fit. And they're like, it's gonna fit.
No, me and Peyton, because my sister and I have like big feet, like it's our thing. Mm-hmm. And we have to do that we reference that all the time because we're like so embarrassed. What? It's like, why?
I have tiny feet, so I'm always like, oh, I'm an 8. But for someone who's 5'9", that's so small. The other I should day, have 9.5
The feet. Other day I asked if you have a balancing problem because your feet are so
it's
small.
It's true. I do. One of my friends that I used to swim with, she was like a 6.5 and she was 5'10".
Yeah.
We had to work out together, like lift together, because our balance is so bad. We can't lift as much as we actually can because our feet are too small.
We don't have balance. Well, my feet are, we call them flippers, me and my sister. We can swim real fast because mm-hmm. we've got big old flippers.
Good kickers.
Yeah, that's hilarious though. I mean, honestly, it's like random things that why am I embarrassed? Nobody cares.
No, I think about it all the time, and that's on anxiety.
Another embarrassing thing, to go on the opposite side of like, somebody be coming into the bathroom or like knocking on the bathroom, it, like when a door is locked and you like just try and open it and you're like, oh my God. And then you have to stand there and wait for them to come out.
Well, you know what's on the other side is the not knocking, and someone forgot to lock the door and you open it up and they're peeing.
Oh.
We're embarrassed. We are in this embarrassment together.
Everyone's embarrassed.
Oh, I hate it. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, I'm sorry. And you're like, no, what? You're peeing. I can't burn. And then you see him at the bar later.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's always how it goes. Yeah.
So I'd be in earlier.
But anyways, that's hilarious. Guys, I am super excited. We have got some things coming up this weekend. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna come back and we're gonna again next week. You know how it goes. So we love you guys. Thanks for being a part of our podcast. We have just been so giddy. We won't stop being giddy about this podcast. No, seriously.
We love you and we love your support.
Yes. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube, everything you can. And
don't forget to DM us.
And leave a review.
Leave a review. 5 stars, please.
Please.
Thank you.
We love you guys so much. And of course, we will... See you next Tuesday.